the Parshas Tetzaveh, the Ashlama to the Inyanim of the Mishkan. So you have in Truma the Inyanim of the Mishkan, the Kelim of the Mishkan. In Parshas Tetzaveh you have the Bidya Kehuna, and then you have the Korbanos Meluim. And then finally you have Mizbeach Miktak Teiris. We've spoken a few times about how come the Mizbeach HaKetores comes all the way at the end. It's mamish a separate parasha. The pasuk finishes off v'shachanti b'zach me'yisrael v'yisrael lehem l'lekim v'yodu kani Hashem l'keyem asher tzeisa zomeret mitzrayim. And then you have all of a sudden as an afterthought Mizbeach HaKetores. We spoke about it a few times different fanim. You also have the mention over here that there's a din kapara on it, v'chipa aron al karnois of achas b'shon amidam chatas ha-kippurim, which is also very strange. In all the other kelim, you have the main inyan shaboy. It doesn't say l'moshel about any other hazors that you're in your kippah on it. In the parashah and kippah, you have all the hazors that you make. Here you have in Mizbeach HaKetores, you have a mention of its kapara on your kippah. It's strange. The Meshech Chochma says that the reason is why it's mentioned afterwards is because halachically the Gemara says that a Mizbeach Shenekar Maktir HaKetores from Koimoy. That as far as the Mizbeach HaKetores goes, there is no problem of putting Keteris down on the same place where it was. In other words, the Mizbeach HaKetores is l'mitzvah but not l'ikuva. It's not a kli in the sense that we spoke about the not being a kli last week, but it's not a kli in the sense that you don't necessarily need to have Keteris in it. It's the covet for the Keteris to be mukta on it, as opposed to the Shulchan Alechem and the Menorah with the Shemin and so on, where without the Kli you couldn't do it. The Mizbeach is different because you need to, the Mizbeach Keteris does not need the Kli and it doesn't serve as a Kli. So Hogufa needs a Havana. Since all the Inyanim in the Mishkan are very mechuvan, everything needs to have a Kli and something that is the that serves, so to speak, as deichetimtza for it. The way in which you can light the shemen is through a menorah. The way in which you can put lechem is through a shulchan. Why is it that keteris is different this prat? What is it about keteris that it doesn't need to shtel itself to the to any particular kli? The Ramban asks this kasha, and Ramban says a pshat here, and we need to be misbein a little bit on his pshat, because his miram is not. He asks the question, why isn't it mentioned with the other kelim that it's supposed to be? Aval tam laskiroi kan ve'acha hamishkan v'chol kelov v'akarbonis bavur she'oma b'tashlem hakol v'nikdash b'chvoidi v'shachanti b'zach me'yisrael. The end of the parasha before says, "V'ne'arati shomel me'Yisrael." The Mishkan is a place HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misyached v'klai Yisrael, v'nikdash b'chvoidi, and that's where I become kadosh b'chvoidi, v'kidash des oil amoyed v'samizbeah. So the Ramban says, "Oma ki oyd yisyached lehem." In other words, it's as if it's in two stages. It says, "V'no'arati shamul ne'Yisrael, I will meet Klal Yisrael there. That's going to be my meeting place in this Mishkan. V'niktash bechvodi, there's going to be a second stage of v'niktash bechvodi v'kedash Yisrael mod. That's going to be Mizbeach. That's going to be the void of Keteris." So it's as if I read it correctly, Ramban, it's a second stage. For what was, there will be something more. This is in line with the Inyan that was in Skala to Moshe Rabbeinu, that Kteiris is Oitas Magefa. The reason why Kteiris is also Magefa is Kteiris means Hadin. Shenema Yasimu Kteira Ba'Pecha. V'chein probably, V'chora Api. So, V'hu Masha Oma V'Kteiris Zora. So, the Valpleikol Ome, Kovetchei of Kvoidik Lisi V'Shachem Yzora B'Kvoidik. So Ramban says here two or three points together. Very, very hard to decipher what he means. He says, first of all, this is the haftach of v'nikdash b'chvoidi and v'shachanti. In other words, as Be'ach HaKteris comes afterwards as the nikdash b'chvoidi shachanti. Secondly, he says that that's the remez, that K'teris is a tseres ha-mageifa. Like it says by Pinchas, he took the Kteiris Moshe took the Kteiris and he stood between the Chayim and the Mesim and he stopped the Magefa. And then third of all, he says that the reason for this is Kteiris is Midas Hadin, Shenema Yasimu Kteira Ba'Pecha Min Bechoro Api, that the Loshen in Zayis HaBracha is Yasimu Kteira Ba'Pecha. Kteiris specifically comes to Bimeratzeh the Charoin Af of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Apecho Milosha Charoin Af, and therefore, that's why Kteiris is Tzeres HaMageifa. It's very, very hard to get a sense of what he means over here, how the three things fit together. Kteiris being Tzeres HaMageifa, because Kteiris is Midas HaDin, like Tzeres HaSimu Kteira Ba'Apecho. I saw one more horror, interesting horror. It says that, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know to take Kteiris? So it says this was a seid that the Malach HaMavis gave him. The Malach HaMavis gave over to Moshe Rabbeinu the seid that the Kteiris is Oitas HaMageifa. What's the shock of attire in the Chazal? I mean, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu knew it. I mean, it says, Lekom Mida Deloi Remiza by Raisa. Everything in the world is Merubas Netaira. Certainly in Yonim that are the Geaf Kedusha. So if somebody wants to know what's the right schooler that's Oitzer de Magefa, the answer to that will be Kteiris. I mean, that's something that one would expect to find in the Torah, the Inyan of the Mishnah. So why is it that Chazal say that Malach HaMavis gave it over to him? It's mashma ki'ilu, this was an Inyan that had to misgalat him dafka from the Malach HaMavis. And that's how he was oimid on it. But the Indian is tamuat a little bit. Why didn't he learn it himself? I mean, it's ki'ilu evil learning kol ha'Torah kula will not let you in on this secret until you hear it from the Malach HaMavis himself. So I'd like to start a little with a Shalach HaKadosh. Shalach HaKadosh asks a simple shaila. It's a question that begs itself in the parashas. If you tell me that Kteiris is so wonderful that it's Oitzer Magefa, so why indeed Korach V'Adosoi didn't Korach V'Adosoi's why didn't they stop? Why didn't the Kteiris protect them? That's the shail that he asks. One teretz is a specific teretz is always that the thing that you're choyter with can't be mechaper. If a person eats on your kippah, that's moneh a kapara because he's being choyter in your kippah itself. So it's one, but he says a second teretz, the Shalach HaKadosh that's nageh l'yoneinu. Shalach HaKadosh says that if the Shalach HaKadosh says the only type of inyanim that Kteiris is megan from are inyanim of Magefa. In other words, there's an hoga that says, like by Pesach, ki v'shenitim reshus l'mashchis eino mafchin. Since there are things that there's an hug of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that once a reshus is given over to mashchisim, it no longer is mafchim mitov l'ra. That's called a magefa. A magefa is when a person has an illness that's specific to him, so I look for the cause of the illness in the person himself. I look at the person, I say, he put too much pressure on the bone and it broke. It's his problem. The person ate this and this, and therefore he has this problem. And in things of that nature, I look specifically at the person himself and ask, what's the cause? In a magefa, the nature of a magefa is it spreads. It's as if now the air is full of this disease, and the disease is spreading all over. When in a magefa, I don't look for the cause of the disease in the person particularly. In particular, I ask, what's the epidemic that happens to be circulating now? So if one person in particular gets sick, I need to find the cause within the person. If there's an epidemic of something, I've identified the cause of the epidemic, and that's the cause of it. So that's the hanhaga of kivun shenitn reshus lemashchis ena matan tovura. Magefa is this hanhaga that's called kivun shenitn reshus lemashchis. There's hanhaga HaKadosh Baruch Hu that allows the koyach of ra to be spread out. And there, the koyach of ra spreads out, and it becomes a koyach in its own right. You no longer need to ask yourself, why did this person die, why did that person, or the other person die? HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened the gates for koyachos of ra, and it's a makefa. That's what the Shalach HaKadosh answers, that it protects. So b'meila, when there was a magefa, Ktoros protected. Korach nadoso, that did a specific avera, there was no makom of protection, and it was a shayach to it, and so on. That is more or less what he says. So we really want to understand that it's a very, the chiluk works well, but we need to understand what is that anhaga that we say there's a hanhag of magefa. It's mashma also, the Gemara asks by Bilam, it says, the Gemara says that Bilam knew the moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koes, and then he was trying to be mechavim his klolos at that moment. So the Gemara asks, is there such a moment? The Gemara says, yes. I mean, it's hard to understand the Gemara. Lemaisa, the hanhaga of, I mean, the whole Torah is full of times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset at Klal Yisrael, they did this, they said Klal Yisrael did that, this person not very, that person not very, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished him. All of Torah deals with these type of situations. So what does the Gemara ask so innocently? Is there a rega of Kas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And Gemara says yes. So the mashmos of the Gemara, and I think the Havana Pshut to the Gemara is, that we distinguish between specific reactions. When if Reuven did an avera, then Reuven is punished for his avera and he suffers for avera. If Shimon did not do an avera, he won't be punished. But if you're talking about anhaga klolis of kas, it's like when we say lahavdul by human being, he's in a bad mood. What we mean to say is, it's not that he specifically is going to react to point by point to each thing, he's going to blow up because he's generally speaking in a bad mood. That's what charon af is by us, and that's what kas is. And v'meila, the Gemara says, how could there, is there such a moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hanhages? The Gemara says, yes, there is a rega. There's a rega commemorate, and that's the moment of kas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a special chesed and wasn't kois. But we'd like to try to understand, what kind of hanhag is it? It's hard enough to understand it as a hanhaga where HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows a mashchis free reign. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, all the satans and the shadim and everything have free reign to go out and destroy. That's hard enough to understand. But kaviyachol by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, there's also such a midah charonaf of kas, which seems to be a midah that's unassociated with the particulars. But we need to understand how, where's the makom for such an hagah by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the havana of it lies, the Lashem says it in a place, he describes it very, very. I mean, he describes it by Richus in as Pasha the language as we could possibly get, and he says the following Nekuda. When we talk about the particulars of specific ra, we have a way of dealing with it in its specific setting, and every tov has ra, that's the opposite of it. There is, however, a general sense of the midas hadin in the world, which we need to address its purpose in the big picture. Let's see if we can give a mashal and try to understand. I'll say in a second the words that he says, the point that he makes, but I want to give it a mashal. We find in the Bria, in the world of Eichel, in the world of Achila, Shtia, and Reach to some degree, the things themselves, the musik of tavlinim, the musik of spices, are a very interesting musik. Food is bland. Spice flavors it. Spice in itself is not really edible. For a person to chew on pepper balls or cinnamon or anything like that is a very difficult. It's not a good taste. Not edible. Spices almost by definition are something which mitzad atzmam they are not edible. They're sharp. They're whatever it is, they have a very, very strong tam that's painful. But when you grind it and include it in something else, it gives it the tam. In other words, the world of tainuk lies dafke in that. So if a person eats a potato, it's bland. If a person puts pepper on it, it becomes delightful. If a person tries to eat pepper, it chokes on it. So we have here a very interesting mizug in the Bria. We have the world of achila in its simple sense, which is life-giving, but creates no tainuk. And then we have inyonim called tavlinim or samim, and these are things that are very sharp, pungent, and yet when ground and mixed in the right proportion, it creates the world of tainuk. There's a lashon of Zohar Kaddish. The Zohar Kaddish says that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Yetzirah? It says without Yetzirah, there wouldn't be chedvus de shmeitza. The tainuk of learning lies because there's a bria of Yetzirah in the world. In other words, let's bring it down to a very practical way. If a person, what makes learning a pleasurable activity is that there's resistance. The fact that there's obstacles to you get learning. There is things that are hard, the things that are difficult, the moinim. As a person overcomes the moinim, the obstacles, the person gets the sense of elation and enjoyment out of it. So the chelik of the bria, that is the chelik of the bria that causes tainug, paradoxically, is the very chelik of the bria that could not be life-giving on its own. But when it's given with the right proportion, it produces the chelik of the bria that we call tainug. He's mayrach tremendously, the Leshem. He speaks about this, that in the klolius, in other words, when you talk about ra on a particular thing, the answer is to stay away from it. But when you're talking about the bria of ra in the Sheirish, the bria of ra gives the tam and the tainug to the world. That is in the form that it creates difficulties. Obviously, not that the person succumbed to the ra, but the etzem itzias of ra. So the hanhaga of ra in its klolius, as a hanhaga, is there to give the tanugim of the tanugim to the world. And he talks about the same thing with Oyer and Choshech. He's Meirich and Makifit, and describes it very well. That's how a person incorporates. For instance, if you take something sweet is pleasant. At some point, it becomes the sweetness itself is not pleasant. If a person puts in some sharp things, sour things, if a person mixes, generally in the big picture, sweet is a much preferable flavor to sour. But sweet in itself becomes very rapidly tasteless. If you put a tang in it, by putting in something sour, by something like cinnamon or ginger or sharp or anything like that, it heightens the pleasure immeasurably. That's the bria of ra in the world, and when we are mamtik it, when we incorporate it into something pleasant, it's not only the pshat that becomes bottle, but rather it becomes it sharpens our sense of the sweet in an extremely delightful way. That is that bria. B'meila, the bria of k'teiris is samim, the same type of sharp elements that on the mizbeach itself, there's no mokum for it. Mizbeach hachitzen deals with oichel, deals with inyanim that are the food. So you take the animal, every chelik of the animal, which is a food, goes in different direction. The chalovim is something that is goes l'shamayim. The bosa is eaten l'koyin k'tzat, nikraf k'tzas, eaten t'abaylim, different korbanis. The things that are, the dam is nizrak on the mizbeach. The animal, we work it part by part, piece by piece. Each piece has its tikkun. We're talking about, so the mizbeach is a mizbeach of kapara, and the mizbeach is something that is, it's mechaper on the vroim, and b'meila, it's a point by point kapara. So a person has this type of chet, it's a chatos. Has this type of chet, it's a osham. He does an essay that he doesn't do. Brings an oila. The world of a mizbeach is point by point. Same thing is true with the lechem aponim. The same thing is true with the menorah. Each and every one of it deals with specific inyan and debriya, and each one has its tikkun and its mahalach of avodas Hashem. When that whole thing is brought about, that's finished. That's one unit. It's one inyan, and with that, it's over with. Hashros Hashchina. Let's talk about an akuda amuka here. The inyan of Hashros Hashchina means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, for whatever reason he could want, he wanted to have a makom b'tachtonim. Tachtonim means a place that's meruchik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. So Hashros Hashchina specifically is shayach to where the ra that's in this world produces a flavor that couldn't be there without the ra. It's an extraordinary nekuda. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel Eretz Kvoida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Imal Yonim and Tachtonim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boundless. There's a special inyan where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring his Shechina down to Tachtonim. Tachtonim, by definition, means that which is distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it becomes muchen for it. So Tachtonim, because of its tachten shaboy, because of its nekudas of ra, that makes it kosher to become a chetimtza for a certain type of gilui, and that's called shchina. That's called kvoidi and shchina and so on. So when the mizbeach, when the mishkan was finished, and every single prat of the bria, of every single nekuda in the mishkan, was there to be mechaper and to be metaken something else in the world, there was now ashros hashchina that expressed itself in mizbeach haketores. Mizbeach haketores is the avoda zelu mazeh. We take in yonim that are samim. In other words, they are tavlinim in the bria. That's the metzias, and in that avoda we deher the inyan of the toiv that comes about because there's nekudas of sharpness, there's nekudas of ram urav in it. Let's go through some of the nekudas he pointed out. That's why Mizbeach HaKetores doesn't need a kli. A kli is confined something to one specific entity. The shulchan is a kli for lechem. The menorah is a kli for shemen. The mizbeach is a kli for karbonis and so on. The kelim are mekadesh mincha. There's bazichim. There's all sorts of things that are kelim for certain things. Keteris is something that's beyond kelim. In other words, it deals with a kloliistik inyan rather than a prat. We're not talking about the ra of this or the ra of that or the other thing. We're dealing about with something that is the sheirish of the bria of ra in the world. That mahalach is not going to be limited to a specific kli. It's going to be, the kli is the chvoide to do it on oifem mechubet, to do it on mizbeach azov. But it's not the hechetimtza, because we're talking about the klal of all the bria that is sharp and difficult and so on. And that's why Keteris' Maila is dafka in the it's dafka in a time of Magefa. Because Magefa deals with Tanhaga Vakarish Baruch Hu in the Kalolius of Ra. In other words, Akadosh, until Magefa we say, okay, a person this Avera, he did this Ra, and he gets this Einish. So that's a point by point issue. It's not an unleashing of Ra as a cloud. Magefa means that Ra has a metzias. There's a metzias of Ra and the Bria. And that is to us a much more difficult parasha to understand than a particular point. A person has a particular Yitzhara, and a person does a specific Avera, and a person gets a specific punishment to be mechapa, to be metakin, to be porea chovo. But the klal of ra is the hard one to understand. And that's where the klal of ra comes in. Magefa is our kashmal lishta klal of ra, and keteris is kenegedeh. That's the reason that the oimek of chelbana. It says that chelbana's reiche was terribly ra, and you mitzaref it to something else, and therefore it becomes mitukan. And the same thing any tzoyim, any tainus that doesn't have Rishi Yisrael, is not a good tainus, and so on. It's not, Lamasha, let's give an example. Ilechem aponim, if we'd have one rotten bread, one moldy bread with 11 good breads, the moldy bread would probably affect the other ones and make them moldy as well. And certainly the good bread would not take away from it. If a person has X amount of pieces that are edible, and one piece that's inedible, and he mixes it together, the piece that's inedible doesn't become better. At best, you can dilute it enough that it's not harmful. You can be mivatel b'shishim, you can dilute it, but it doesn't add to it. If a person has 100 pieces of good meat and one piece of rotten meat, and he grinds it together, the rotten meat doesn't become beneficial for him. It just maybe doesn't affect him as much. But there's no halal, there's no way that converts. In the world of reichos, it's not like that. In the world of taimim and reichos, and tam in this case is not the eating, but the taste of it, that's very different. The right sharp taste, together with something else, becomes an extremely tasteful thing. It's not the pshat that, you know, the pepper is so batel b'shishim you don't even feel it. That wouldn't be a big mila. The pepper itself becomes part of something, and when it's in the right proportion, when it becomes part of a bigger picture, it becomes good. And it becomes good in the world of tainug, and in the world of taimim and reichos, which are the mucker of tanugim. The Gemara, the charifus, the word charif, which means sharp, denotes something bad. San sakinta charifta, the things that are sharp are usually lethal, deadly. And the things that are charif have in themselves a certain akud of pleasure. That it's one of the reasons, for instance, people who have, even in other areas, a person has a boring life, and he does all sorts of, like, adventurous things. Adventurous things means, in other words, dangerous things. That's what adventurous means. A person has a humdrum office job, and then he decides to jump off a mountain also. It's the pshat, jumping off a mountain, because it has in itself the element of sakana, has a thrill that sitting behind a desk doesn't really do. So the chelik of the bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, that chelik of Ra is the chelik that expresses, it becomes toiv in the world of reiches and in the world of taimim as such. And the Mizbeach HaKteris is that mokum. And that's what the Ramban explains. Ramban says, we finished the Mishkan. The Mishkan is a piece by piece thing. And then it says, V'nikdash b'chvoidi. Hashruas ha-shchina b'tachtoinim is megala nu anhoga of the k'teiris. So k'teiris can only come on top of the Mishkan. The makam of that, what do we call that? We call that midas adin. Midas adin is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhogas have a sharpness to themselves, and in themselves, it is a very dangerous anhaga, very very deadly anhaga, and yet when it's put together and it's me'urav with the other koiches, it then becomes, it adds tam, and it adds tainuk to the bria, and it becomes part of the bria. It's interesting, I guess in the Purim Kinyanim, there are two inyanim that Chazal point out that says that make a person pikeach. It says chamri v'rechani pikchin, sharp smells and sharp wine make a person alert. In other words, that which is routine and boring and dreary are things that tend to dull a person. When a person has nekudas of chrifus, which are expressed most sharply in reach and in tam of yayin, which has a sharpness to it, that becomes it makes a person alert. It sharpens a person. In Purim, it's interesting. There's the Indian of yayin, and Mordechai is Chazal found the remes in the Parsha Pteiris, very strange Chazal, but very famous Chazal. Moradachia is Moradachia, it's Mordechai. The Kalal Yisrael at that time says, Yeshno am Echad. So Chazal say, Yeshenim heimin amitzvis. Kalal Yisrael was lethargic. There's a certain, when a person does not face, when things are a mei menuchos, and there's no element of charifus, there's no element of sharpness, then a person tends to nod off. Pure comfort dulls a person. In a person, when a person makes his own cheshbonos. When we deal with ourselves, so fine, we deal with every single problem that we face, every challenge, and every issue we have, and we deal with it. You know, we understand we have to take care of this, and this hour I vote to take care of that, and so on. But then we're bothered by a larger question. And the larger question is, but why couldn't there be smooth sailing? I mean, I don't doubt Hashem's promise, wisdom, so on, fine. But like, but why does it all add up to so many issues? You know, I'm supposed to be doing Avodas Hashem, and so an occasional nisayon is fine. But why is everything a hassle? Why are there so many hassles? It makes a person makes a cheshbon that quantitatively he's lost out a lot because he had to deal with X, Y, Z, and A, and B, and C, and so on. This the nyanim of Mizbeach HaKetores, the nyanim of Keteres, which is really the Tanchuma says there's no Hashruas HaShchina without Keteres. Keteres is what creates. And it brings right from the pasuk that the no'arati is comes dafka together with Mizbeach HaKetores. It comes only with the anhog of Keteres. The kololistic anhogas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we call din, which in their own right are difficult anhogas. Anhogas that are always threatening to end a person's career. That's the midas ha-din. No rachmim and just, you know, point by point, that hanhaga is a very difficult hanhaga, but it finds its place in as the crown of the closing of a person. People who have it, people who don't have the spices of these difficulties, tend to be a certain dag of yeshenim. There tends to be a kind of dullness in their avodah and everything, because there's no harifa. The Gemara says, "Tava pilpula chado emitzana molad kara." I think it's better one sharp pepper than a whole basket full of squash, because that's something. In other words, something which is not something which in its klal is a very very dull thing, doesn't turn a person alive, doesn't make a person, it doesn't give chiyus to a person. It preserves him, but it keeps him, but it kind of, it doesn't give him a qualitative chiyus. When a person eats something sharp, when a person hears a davar charif, his eyes light up. He feels a certain injection of chiyus. In the anhagas of life, that's where Midas HaDin comes in. If not for the Yetzirah, there wouldn't be a Chedvus and a Shmaitza. If a person wouldn't have to struggle with himself, with the things he's learning, with outside things that are bothering him, he'd never feel that time in the learning. We think in ourselves that if we had instant, if our mind would have instant absorption, we would be gewaldic. We'd look at a black Gemara, we'd look at a hot Tosfos, in a second it would be, we'd know it. We think we'd be very happy. We wouldn't. We would know a lot, but we would feel dull. It's when the person breaks his head that's where he gets that tam, that extra tam. It says that when the Kohen used to grind down the Keteris, he used to say, Hodek, Hetev, Hetev, Hodek. Keep grinding it really well, because I call you up some. When a person says, you know, when a person reminds himself that psalmim are there, it's the flavor that you get out of it, the tang that you get out of it, is when it's ground down very finely. That's where the person has that metikus. Purim is a time of the year always where, on the one hand, there's a certain yeshenim that creeps in from a long zman. The nature of a zman is, as you know, it goes long, and people, there's a tiredness that creeps in. There's also a sense of the charifus The Yonim of the Mordechai was the person who aroused Klal Yisrael from its slumber. Understanding that it's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria so that there's a general overall life-sustaining part of it, the bread and the milk, which give a person the food that he needs, that's one chelik of it, and that's the large chelik of it, and that's definitely in a substantial way that which gives a chiyus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a qualitative chiyus of Midas Hadin. Midas Hadin, when it's integrated, when it's integrated into the Anhagas, the Klolistic Anhagas of Chesed, it's not only the Pshat, it becomes Batul, it becomes tolerable, it is what gives the qualitative chiyus, the sharpness and pleasure of Tam and Reach are locked into these Anhagas. The Siddushes from Taish Chayev initially Psume Bepurya. The word Psume means to sweeten, it's like to rectify, to sweeten. It's when you take timim that are sharp and inedible on their own, and when you mitzaref it to inyonim that are toiv betzim, a person. It's not the pshat that he manages it. That becomes the chiyus. So it's worth bearing in mind. Had a Kaddish Baruch Hu not created Yitzhahara, there would not be Chedvus Rishmaitza. Whatever enjoyment and pleasure of accomplishment that we have, it's only because there's the chelik of that chelik. And as a person learns to be mitzaref the chelbana to the other asara samanim, then the person understands not only does the chelbana lose its bad smell, but the chelbana becomes part of a much greater, extremely pleasurable odor, and all of the asara samanim get their tam because of the chelbana itself.